Joining us on the line is the police chief of Prince George's County, Hank Stawinski. Good morning to you, Chief.
Good morning, Brian and Tony.
We wanted to have you on board because I've seen this story. It's been reported in other places, and it quotes you in a direct way about the increase in murders in Prince George's County, which is, of course, I know if you're the police chief, that gets your attention. That's troubling to you. But I was very interested to find out some of the reasons why you think that murder rate might be going up. Let me just quote some statistics. Last year, there were some 97 murders. We now believe that 26 of those had something to do with the drug trade. And surprisingly, and this is what I want to drill down on, about 19 of those murders, fully 20% of the murders in Prince George's County last year, had something to do with the sale of marijuana. Tell us how you came to these conclusions, because I talked about this yesterday on social media, and a lot of people have serious doubts about the authenticity of that statistic.
Well, Brian, what the community needs to know is that we are taking a different approach in Prince George's County than we have historically. And we are looking at specifically each and every crime. Myself and the deputy chiefs go to every one of these crime scenes. And in 19 of those 26 cases, which represents a doubling and then last year a tripling of these kinds of conflicts, we're seeing marijuana. And my responsibility to the community is to report the facts. They need to know that we have identified specific problems and that we're working on specific solutions. Now, in context, there were also 21 homicides related to domestic assault, 28 were related to disputes, 11 were related to robberies. And we drilled into each one of those. In the overwhelming majority of those cases, the offender and the subsequent victim knew one another, and those are the kind of facts that we're putting together so that we can be smart in how we deploy strategy and hope to prevent these things in the future.
Well, what is it that is going on out there that has caused this uptick in marijuana murders?
Well, let me be clear. It has nothing to do with the end user. It has everything to do with control of what is a contraband substance by a handful of people who want to control the trade. It's just that simple.
Well, Hank, I got a question. I mean, does the changes in law, and I don't want to put you in a politically difficult position by asking this question, but I think it needs to be asked. Has the politicians who have created the basic legal construct you now have to live with, are they actually encouraging, as an unintended side consequence, encouraging the worst elements of society, criminals, to show up to try to gain control of the market? Are they importing criminals from other places now?
Well, I'll say this. The majority of those cases occurred with residents of Prince George's County. I have tremendous respect for our elected officials. They have a difficult job to do to represent the will of the people. And I don't lay blame. I take responsibility, and I look for solutions. And what I know is that the environment has shifted, and the department is restructuring itself to accommodate.
Well, hold on a minute. The environment has shifted, and I want to make sure we drill down on that and we understand it. The environment has shifted because marijuana has been decriminalized, right?
Yes, that's.
And so, when it has been decriminalized, is it fair to say that what happens is, I can no longer be prosecuted for having marijuana? Therefore, demand for marijuana has gone up. Is that fair to say?
For the end user, Brian, yes.
All right. And so when there is a demand for a product, then there are a lot of people who want to rush in and take advantage of that demand and provide a supply of that drug, right?
Correct.
And they're now, the people who are supplying the drug are fighting with one another. What is it, over turf, over what areas I'm going to control, which areas you're going to control? And that's what's driving this murder rate to go up, correct?
Mostly they're competing over the control of the actual commodity as opposed to geography, but yes.
All right, so it is fair to say that a decision by the politicians that we want to decriminalize marijuana has had the unintended consequence of causing there to be more murders on the ground in Prince George's County.
And that's what my responsibility is to look at that environment, at that shift, and look at ways that we can prevent those things from happening. And what gets overlooked, if I can say this, is, and we've looked critically at the events in Chicago recently, what gets overlooked in these technical conversations about how we got here is the human toll. These are very human stories. I'll say that almost half of the victims of homicide in Prince George's County last year have serious prior offenses for guns and drugs. This is not blaming the victim. This is looking at our efforts at reentry and our efforts at providing an environment where people coming back from incarceration or from serious charges have an opportunity in our community. But last year, in the aggregate, crime was down in Prince George's County for the sixth consecutive year by 9.6%, which means there were 1,856 fewer victims of crime in Prince George's County. And at the end of that conversation, whether someone is lost in a domestic dispute or another dispute or one of these drug-related homicides, nobody wants to go to the family of anyone and say that you've lost a loved one. So our focus isn't on how we got here right now so much as understanding the dynamics of these crimes and finding solutions so that this community can be safer.
Well,
everybody.
I'm with you. I mean, look, Brian and I disagree on this. I'm more libertarian about this. I think that, I don't believe that the war on drugs, having been on the front lines of it, has been as effective as people have made it out to be. And I think, you criminalize people for social behaviors, it's not always good. But what your point, and I think Brian and I agree on this, and I think you would too, the criminal elements which involve themselves should be the focus here, because clearly there's an industry that's being created by the circumstance. In other states, they've handled it by essentially controlling the dispensing of the drug. So what we've done here is you don't have control of the dispensing of the drug, but you have people coming in to fill that need. So I think there's a real problem, like with Colorado and California, some other places, where you actually have legalized the distribution process. In this case, the criminals seem to control the distribution process. Would that be accurate?
I would say that's fundamentally the problem, and the competition for that commodity is what's driving the violence
right.
that we're looking to stop.
So no offense to your politicians, I think they've left you in a very difficult position.
Again, I've got tremendous respect for our
Well, I understand.
But at the end of the day, I've got an environment that I have to address, and that's my responsibility.
No, we're not. I understand, Chief.
We get you. We hear you. We hear what you're up against. And listen, I you've been a good friend of this program, and I greatly appreciate you coming on. I think it is a very difficult situation you're in right now, and the end result is, nearly 20 people have died as a result of the situation that you find yourself facing. And I know you'll do your best to try to get that under control. Chief, thank you so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure to be with you as always.
Thanks, Chief.